Hey, welcome to Insights. Let's join Patty as she starts her teaching on prayer this morning.
We're just glad that God is with us today and we can hear His Word and hear His voice as we read His Word. And I want to say to you that I've really enjoyed technology. I like it. I like what it's doing. It's getting people connected. I like the fact that probably more people are reading. You think how much you read on Facebook and Twitter and all these things, you probably read more than you used to. But there's something about holding the literal word. There's something about this word being in your hand. You can go on your phones or on your tablets and find the Word of God. But when you have the Word of God in here, in your hand, you know, it's really hard to do... I don't know if you've ever done this, but especially when I was a lot younger, God, give me a word, you know, and just open the Bible up. Where's the word? You know, you just, your eyes fall on that passage and you think, oh, you know. So the fact, you can't do that on your phone. You can't, yeah.
The anointed finger.
Yeah, you know, I used to call it like Russian roulette, you know, this is it, you know. You just know that's going to be the answer to all your whatever. But you can't do that on your phone unless you're just going to go, as far, you know. So we have to realize paper is made of wood and it's live. And it's been put, this is, my mine is covered with leather, which has been alive. There's something about holding things that have had life. They're still alive. But God's Word is life too. And I'm not saying you can't read it off of your tablets and those things. I think they're awesome because you can carry it with you everywhere, and I do the same thing. But I think there's a time we need to recognize and realize we need to have an intimate relationship. We need this place that's good for us that we can just go. I have places that I marked this one scripture that Wendy had said this morning. Said that God sings over us, and that's in Zephaniah 3 and in verse 17, and the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty, and he will save you, he will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy, he will rest in his love, and he will joy over thee with singing. And I have the dates of when God has given me that scripture. So it was real easy for me to, when she said that, I just opened my Bible and tried to find it. And then I thought, oh, look at the times you've given me that for me. We can have a scripture in our mind, but when you eat this word and you digest the word, it's yours. And your time of trouble comes, the word of God will come up out of your spirit. It may not come to your mind, but that's why this came to me, because that's a word to me that I have eaten, and I know it. And it's falling apart, too. And so what we need to realize is your relationship with God is, I love this Bible that I've had since 99. It's falling apart, and I can't carry it all the time now because it is falling apart. But I love it because I spent so many hours with God in it. I found God there. I met Him on these pages. I heard His word to me, and it saw me through something. And I can go back here and see the markings and go, God, I remember where I was. Oh, I remember this. And I'm encouraging you today, as we've talked about prayer, and we're talking about our relationship. When we talk about prayer, we're talking to God, giving Him petition. We talked about what and when. And so today I want to talk about prayer is not just a ritualistic thing. Do you know every religion has prayer? They pray to someone somewhere about something. A tree. They meditate. They get their stances, you know, and go into their chants or something they're doing. But you want to connect to God, the living God. And one of the ways is to make sure you honor His word have it close to you, to where it's not just something. If you don't find that app, or if you don't find that exact place you went the last time, you can't find it again. And so this makes it very personal, not only to your heart, but to God. And he knows that he likes to see worn Bibles, because he knows somebody has spent time with him. And so the Bible is very important. I love technology. I thank God that we can take it with us. And if I'm sitting in a waiting room, I can pull it up or read, or I can do something or read a devotional. That's perfect. But there's got to be, I'm encouraging everyone here to start having an intimate time, a time when it's just your time, a time where it's where you get away. The scripture talks about going into our prayer closet. And the prayer closet is a place to where it's just you and God. Nothing else. No interruptions. There's nothing else going on. But you have to create that time, and you have to create that place that you meet in. Finding an intimate time to spend with God is up to us. It's not up to him. He's there waiting, and we have to make that decision to do that. So prayer is something that will keep us and help us to stay focused. But also, the prayer that we want to pray is, of course, one of the most effective prayers is praying the Word of God. So as I encourage you today, I want you to look at your walk with God, your relationship with God. How much is it spent in here? Not just in praying, but reading the Word. How much of that Word is really getting down into your spirit? Because I will tell you, if you're facing a tough time in your life right now, if you feel like you're up against the wall right now, it's this that will bring you out. The world has some wisdom. God said you can learn some things from the world. Sometimes they're smarter than we are. But if you want to find your way out, this will give you the way out. God will show you and direct you and lead you and guide you by the power of the Holy Spirit. And he'll do that through his Word. He will do that through his Word. So if you eat this Word, it will come back to you. Holy Spirit will bring back to you, as long as you've got that Word in you. The scripture says that the spirit of a man sustains him in his day of sickness. There's things that the spirit must be fully alive and fully full of the Holy Ghost, full of the Word, full of faith, and it will sustain you when something comes in your life. Like sickness, or, God showed me years ago, Patty, if you were sick in your body as you were in your finances, you'd be praying more. Okay. So we don't have to just be sick in our body. We can be sick in our mind. We can be sick in other places, in our relationships. We have to realize that God has a way out. And we decide, by God's grace, to put him first in Matthew 6, and seeking first the kingdom of God. And all these things will be added unto you. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And the scriptures before that is talking about what you eat and what you drink and your clothes. Instead of worrying about things that are just provision for life, don't worry about that. Put him first, and God will provide all that. He knows exactly what you need. He knows exactly what you need. So as we come together today, I want us to pray. We're going to take 15 minutes today to seek the Lord individually. And as we do that, I want to pray before we do that and ask God to lead us. And Father, it's one thing to talk about prayer. It's another thing to do prayer. It's one thing to talk about your greatness. It's another thing to apply your Word and see your greatness. And I ask you, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you lead, God, and direct us today. And anyone that's hearing my voice today, that they will do this themselves and take the time to spend 15 minutes with you, just asking you to be led by the Holy Spirit, to see a scripture, a word for their life. And we trust and believe in you. We believe we receive those things right now as we pray, Lord, that you will lead each and each one of us and direct us, whoever hears this, that wants to do this and apply this in their life, to start spending making an intimate place for you in their heart and start their prayer life in a new way, that you'll do that for them today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
All right. As we have sought the Lord and we see that He speaks to us, we have to have ears to hear, and the Word will come forth to us, and as we read it, it'll bring life to us. So we want to realize that the scriptures that we've heard today are actually activating our mind and our faith because we've listened to it. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word, is what Romans says. So we need to recognize these times as we spend our time in the Word and put our eyes on the Word, that the life of that Word comes into us. And so you want to make sure we do that, and we want to do it on a regular basis. But some of these scriptures, did you hear any scriptures that you felt like you could apply to your life today?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If we didn't
say amen to that for me, okay?
Yes.
And it was good to hear it. It's good to be in the house of the Lord and hear His Word that can change our life. And so I'm going to close this in prayer and let Rick say our prayer over. Father, we thank you that your word is life, it's truth, and you said that it's the truth that will literally set us free and from bondages, from anything in our life. God, it brings healing, it brings health, it brings protection from destruction, it brings us peace, it brings us joy. Your word has the very treasures of life that we desire. And I ask you, Lord, to quicken each of us, our heart, and seal this in us. Amen. God, that we will revisit these scriptures and meditate on them and chew on them and get them into us to really see what you're saying to us. And as we're quickened by the power of the Holy Spirit, we thank you and we declare these words to be true in our life. We thank you for each person that has been here today and has participated in this, that God's life is ours as we receive it by faith. And we thank you and we receive it today by faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody said,
amen. Amen.